USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
'Tis the season for wildfires in California, and indeed there are about a dozen burning right now, including two notable ones. There's one in Los Angeles County in Southern California that broke out yesterday afternoon. A Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors spokeswoman says of the Tick Fire,
"We know numerous homes have been burned. We know that at least six, but that number may rise."
Meanwhile, in Northern California, the Kincade Fire in Sonoma County has blown up to 16,000 acres while it's only about 5% contained. A funeral will be held in Baltimore today for the late Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died last week at 68. Speakers will include former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh? We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The National Retail Federation releasing the latest survey on the upcoming Christmas shopping season, and it reflects a projected 4% increase over last year. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The annual survey indicates an average $1,047.83 will be spent on Christmas this year. Shoppers between the ages of 35 to 44 plan to spend the most at over $1,100. The survey of 7,782 adult consumers by the National Retail Federation was conducted in early October and showed, as in previous years, 39% of Christmas shoppers said they would start buying gifts before November, while 43% are waiting until at least November, while 18% are waiting until December.
And taking a look now at your money, a mixed bag on Wall Street. The Dow down 28 points, the Nasdaq gaining 66 points, the S&P 500 up almost 6 points. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence takes a swipe at the NBA. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Vice President Mike Pence is speaking out about the NBA's relationship with China.
When American corporations, professional sports, pro athletes embrace censorship, it's not just wrong, it's un-American.
Speaking at an event in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, the vice president didn't stop there.
Some of the NBA's biggest players and owners who routinely exercise their freedom to criticize this country lose their voices when it comes to the freedom and rights of the people of China.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In other news, a new national poll out finds one of the Democrats running for president, who's been ahead in many recent surveys, again losing ground. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
In the latest Quinnipiac University national poll, it finds Senator Elizabeth Warren with 28% support to Joe Biden with 21% now. The university polling analyst is Mary Snow, and she explains,
it's not as though this poll is reflecting a big gain for Senator Elizabeth Warren. She actually was down slightly from last week's poll. What it reflects is a 6-point slip for Joe Biden since a week ago.
The poll leaves Bernie Sanders at 15%. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.